pedal to the floor.
I'll tell you what those boys went through, and they were all in their summer clothes.
Wow.
And the Germans all dressed up in their winter clothes, and they really bought it. They killed quite a few thousand of our boys there.
Wow.
And, but they couldn't come in there with the aircraft because of the weather.
Yeah.
And when they did come in there, it was just that quick. They got rid of them all at once.
Now, you weren't involved with the Battle of the Bulge, were you?
We were, where I was. And they said, you better stay outside, or you might have to go down over there. So they must have known about that already. And we stayed outside to get ready to go through that battle at the boat. And then finally we were there, to wait outside. And they said, no, you won't have to go, you can just go home. And that was kind of a good thing for me, because I probably wouldn't be home either.
Yeah, well, you had nothing to be, that happened, the Battle of the Bulge there, that was,
another big group of soldiers or something, but they couldn't handle it with the Germans the way they were going.
Yeah, you'd already had been D-Day
going home already.
I
was in a country of your name. They call it called Harz Mountains, some kind of a mountain up there.
Right.
I don't know if you know where that is.
I don't know where it is or anything, but I was just looking at the map on here with the.
We went home. We went down to the southern part of France and got on a boat and took us 10 days to get home.
10 days to get home on the boat, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It took us 10 days to go up there, but we had to stop because we had to shut off all the motors when we were going across the ocean so that they wouldn't know where we were at. So
Everybody
shut all the motors and we just sitting there just quiet. And then in the morning we started off and took off.
So when was that when did you?
We were going to Liverpool, England at that time.
Yeah.
And there the German submarines were on it. They used to call them Wolfpack, because there were so many submarines in that area. But you know what? Do you remember Lindbergh?
Yeah, I've got a...
Commander across the ocean.
Right.
When he came back, he said the Germans are building a lot of submarines.
Yeah.
And this country took it pretty late. Anything, I'd never.
Wow.
And I'll tell you who was the smartest man in England, Churchill.
I think so.
Yeah. You know, he knows what they did in the First World War.
Right.
And they went to Austria already.
Yeah.
And he says, you get there right there and stop it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't want to do nothing. We didn't want to hurt them. Let them do what they want.
Wow.
Yeah, wonder what happened. He was all the way down to Africa already.
Yeah.
And the boys that had made in region, where I joined them, they made landings in Africa, Italy, Sicily, and the fourth one was the big that one where I left when I landed. And then what's the name of that beach there? I told you about the beach.
Normandy or
Normandy Beach, yeah.
Okay.
So they were pretty scared when they come in our house. It's like me. We're just new people and we didn't know what that was like. But I'll tell you all them bulls and shells that were coming around us, I didn't think none of us would come alive. We were walking over a dead body then.
Yeah.
And some of them guys never even could make it to shore. They were, the Germans had wood crops in the water so that when the boats come in, they got stuck.
Wow.
And that's what some guys got hung on that and they died right there too.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you that invasion was awful, but all the men died around me. And we were the second wave already.
You were the second wave, okay.
Yeah. And I remember just before dark, they had them, I forget what they call them, planes. They only carried 18 people, 18 passengers at that time. And they pulled a glider behind, too.
Yeah.
And them gliders are going 5 miles behind the German line.
Wow.
They were making a landing over there. But you know what they had, Bob?
What?
They got posts on the ground, telephone posts every so many feet, that when the glider came in, and you cut them posts right down to the ground.
Wow.
And when I went there to see, all I could see was broken up gliders, blood off glider over the, right, and it's 5 miles behind the line.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's quite a bit of bad stuff too. Them Germans were well prepared. They had, when we made that beach there, they had pillboxes there, I'd say about 200 feet apart.
Wow.
And they were, had underground tunnels that they could go from one to another.
Yeah.
And then pillboxes were 4 foot thick, Bob.
Wow.
But they fired shells on them, but all they did was chip it up with the concrete, but they never could break that pillbox apart. Yeah. But them Germans were well prepared. But I'll tell you one thing, they're good fighters, Bob.
Yeah, they were. Good fighters. And I guess, you know, you said like Churchill was good. I guess Eisenhower was the leader. Eisenhower really,
he's the one that made the decision to make that invasion. We should not have never made it yet, but I don't think they were watching that weather pattern so much that I guess that channel was not quieting down at all.
Yeah.
And we went in there, but it was rough though. I know when I dropped in the water with all that ammunition, I went over my head.
Yes.
I had a belt filled with air, but it didn't help me very much because I had too much weight. And I had to carry the bullets all out to the where we were going to use it.
You know how to swim, though, didn't you?
Well, I'm a dog paddle.
But I mean, you're weighted down with 100 pounds.
Well, it was just a thing that the weight kind of going up and down, and I could feel the ground.
Wow.
It seemed like it was taking me towards shore, and finally I made it, and I walked out. And the fellow, he drove a Jupiter out of that boat without a cup of water, and the water turned him around to go right back in the boat, and he was in the water up to his neck.
Jeez.
Poor guy. But he got straightened out.
Yeah.
One thing, they could waterproof them cars that trucks so that they could go in the water pretty deep. They got to put them wherever there's air goes into the motor of the car or what it is, they got that all taped on somehow. And they can go deep in the water.
Now, what's this that goes deep in the water?
The jeeps and trucks. I don't forget what it's called.
The ducks, right?
Duck boats,
those are made in Pontiac, Michigan. I mean, and they have them.
I don't know.
Well, Dad, I and Linda, when we went to the Wisconsin Dells, they give you tours in those boats. They have the ducks.
I was over there.
They're neat. I mean, it's neat. They stop right at the edge of the water, and next thing you know, they just change the transmission, and your truck is now a boat.
You know, where I was fishing on the beach for a while, Bob.
Yeah.
Water would go away from the shore for, it looked like a mile or more.
Wow.
That tide just took that all the way out.
Yeah, they said to you guys, when you landed, you didn't land right where you were supposed to. You drifted.
Right with the water there. But, you know, that cargo ships, when they came in with the tide.
Yeah.
And then they set the boat, and then when the water went out, and the duck boats would come in and unload their, they take 5 ton load at a time.
Right.
Yeah, wow. Duck boats. But they had jeeps ready to go in the water like that too, but I didn't see any of those.
No. But
the thing about them jeeeps now, you know, if you rode there with the top down, the Germans had a piano wire stuck across the road from one end to the other, and when you went past them, it would cut your head right off.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they had that done too. So, but you never know when you go across that wire, though.
Man.
And then one day I was walking in England there, and a young lady walked by me, and she was someone to talk to. She said, I got to deliver this package. But boy, before she got together, I was gone.
Yeah.
Because I know what she was after. But in the meantime, I walked on that street in England, and one of our boys who was driving a truck hit our soldier walking on the road and knocked him down on the road, and I thought he killed him.
Wow.
So he come back, and then he gave it the gun and took off. So I went to the civilian town, and I said, can you get some help for me? This boy is laying there, hit by a truck. She said, we don't have no gasoline. And I thought, oh boy. Well, then another truck came by, and I stopped him, and we picked him up and took him to where I lived. But he was okay.
Yeah.
They said they didn't drive too bad, but the front fender kind of knocked him down, and he just knocked down okay.
You were pretty much on your own when you landed there too for a while, weren't you, on the beaches? You pretty much just had kept going, moving inland, without officers leading you, or did you have all your officers with you and stuff?
Oh yeah, the officer was with us, but
okay.
We were ahead of him though.
Yeah.
Instead of him being ahead of us, we were out ahead of him.
Yeah.
He was hanging around a pillbox. No, we just went right in.
Yeah.
And we got settled down though, because I don't know how in the world they ever got so many prisoners the first day we were there though. Towards evening, I'm looking, they got a bunch of German prisoners.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what? They were firing from Cherbourg, I think it's about 30-some miles, and they were firing all the shells from 30-some miles.
Wow.
From the beginning, it was a tough fight, though. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I couldn't name all the countries we were in. I know it was a small country we went through there. I can't remember the name. But
well, yeah, I'm looking at a map. I was trying to think. You were said Belgium, and you were in Germany.
Yeah. Before we hit Belgium, there was Africa. What kind of country we went through before that? I know we went through quite a bit of France, too.
France. Belgium?
Yes, there's a small country by France there.
Well, it's not Switzerland, is it?
No. Not quite that far.
Okay.
But it's a small country. I think you can almost walk across that country in one day.
Wow. You got me curious, huh?
I can't remember that day. But anyway, we went to that, and then straight to France. We went through a long way to France before we went to Germany.
Yeah.
We had a lot of rainy weather there. Well, mud, you talk about mud. Oh, our trucks wouldn't even move anywhere. It's sliding around all over the ground there. And they said, that our officer said, don't buy anything food from the farmer, because he said, what they eat, if you eat, you might not survive. And
yep.
But the boys got fed up with it. So we went and got some butcher meat from the farmer and set it up for us. Our nuts. We put a dynamite cap in the water, and all the fish are floating up in the water, so we have fish.
Mm. Yeah.
But we made our own meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get together, they don't know what they're going to do. Well, I'll say one thing, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, I prayed that day after day that the Lord would bring me back home.
Yeah.
You know something, Bob?
Yeah.
Of the whole company I was in,
yeah.
I think there's only 6 or 7 men that never went home. The rest of them all went home. That's how many people went home. From my company.
You had how many people there?
Only 7 lost out of the whole company.
7 left?
4 of them were lost in England, and about 3 or so in England, right there, before I hit Germany.
Yeah.
So we've done pretty good.
So,
you have 7 people out of the whole unit?
And how, you mean the rest had all died?
I don't know how many did. Most of them lost the women. About 7 of them never made it to go home.
Okay, so you didn't have as many casualties in your group?
No.
Is that country, not Luxembourg, is it?
No.
There's Saarland. I'm trying to look at a map here, but
I can't remember. Yeah. France and Belgium, what kind of was it?
Oh, France and Belgium, yeah. I was trying to think of a countries over there, but I'm not real good on geography there. But yeah, I'm looking at France and then Belgium, and then you must have gone into West Germany.
Belgium, we were in Belgium for quite a while. Yeah,
yeah. And there's Netherlands or north of it, but not the Netherlands.
I think that's probably France and Belgium.
Right.
But there was a little bitty country to me of west of France. But I said, it's only a small country, too. You could drive through it, and you wouldn't even know it.
Brussels, yeah, I'm not trying to see it.
I'll have to look on the map.
I'm kind of seeing it, but this atlas is, I'm looking at it.
You got a map player?
I do have a map player. I'm looking at an atlas right now, but...
It's only a small country. It's about a four-letter word, I think.
Four-letter word, gosh, it's, yeah, I'm looking there at the United Kingdom, and then I go back over to France, and I see all the countries
that
going.
It would be very small. It would be like Rhode Island.
Like Rhode Island, and I try to see there's the Netherlands, but you weren't in. It wasn't the Netherlands. There's Switzerland. That's just part of Germany.
West of France. That should be up there in that little west of France.
West of France. Let me find France again on here. Here's France. You know what? That's a province or something. I don't know what it is, but there's, I was thinking of Venice there, but that's, I think that's part of, maybe that, no, that's part of, France. When you land in Normandy in the English Channel, and then Belgium's right, oh, you know, Belgium's right next to it, Pas de Calais. No, that's a, yeah, but, well, you know, yeah, then there is, the these are all little provinces, but Luxembourg, is it?
Luxembourg, I think that's what it is.
It might be Luxembourg.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, because when you come up to Luxembourg, it's the capital, there's like a town called...
I think we went through that too.
Did you? There's a town called Longwy in France, Longwy in... Oh, but Luxembourg's kind of, it's very small,
yeah.
and it's right in between Germany and Belgium.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, that's, I see it on the map there, it's small, it's in Luxembourg, Luxembourg, and then the capital spelled the same, way.
You know, I'll tell you, Bob, when we were in,
Belgium?
Belgium, no.
Yeah.
We were there, you know, and you know they were sending aircraft going to London, loading up, and going to Germany. A river circle all day long, and they really bit bombarded that Germany to pieces.
That's what I hear, though. Next year after D-Day started, Germany just, they just started going after different cities in Germany.
You know, talk about friendly fire, Bob. You know, we killed a lot of our women that we did with the Egypt. They didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
There's a mistake to be made there by what you call it. If you don't get organized with your aircraft, your signals and everything, yeah, you can make a mess out of it, okay?
Yeah.
So some of the boys got, it's on a 25-mile line, I can see. Some of the boys never made it.
25, what's the 25-mile line?
Yeah, that's quite a bit. But they did that same thing with that 100-year war and, the time was saying when they declared war.
Okay.
You remember that war?
Which one? No, which one?
The one in Saddam was saying.
That was, you mean the one that in that was like in 1990.
That's what. It was all. We beat them all in 100 days.
Yeah.
And then while he was retreating, do you remember? He lit up all them oil wells on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do.
There's nobody there to put it out, so I had to get the men from the United States. They're the ones that knew how to do it.
That was a messy, that's a messy job.
A fire some kind of, out of the shell or what, you gotta push that, when it's fire, it pushes the air down and then you can put a cap on it right away.
Wow.
And they got them done in a few days, Colorado.
How long?
It was only a few days that they had days, all wow. put away.
I remember.
Put the, all the fire out.
I remember that was gonna be an environmental mess. Yeah, that's...
Well, they save all the oil wells up there.
Yeah, wow.
But when he was retreating, that's when they lit them all up.
Yeah, that's, that was...
He thought it was a good thing. He got it up, he's still alive yet.
No, he, oh, you know, he was, you know, he's saying was that they hung him, I can't remember the year exactly, but it was, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago now. It's, I think maybe about 4 years ago, I'm thinking, but,
But you know, something dropped this war that we're fighting now. I don't think it's a no-win battle. I don't see how they can win this war.
Which one? The Iran?
Afghanistan,
yeah.
You know, they can't the people that carry a bomb on themselves. And they, you know, they don't care if they commit suicide, but they blow up the buildings and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
How in the world can they just check their vehicles or what? That they can't find the people that...
I don't know.
Every day there's someone blowing up.
Yeah, it's.
I kind of figured this is going to be a no-win war. It'll be like in, what was that, the country we fought?
Vietnam.
Vietnam, same thing.
Yeah.
We didn't win that war either.
No.
And yet, when the boys came back, the people didn't like them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of our boys were ordered to shoot some of them civilians down there too, because even the kids are carrying guns. So, I'll figure a war is one of the worst things there is. But I'm afraid now, is that the United States has got the most powerful bombs in about six different countries around the world.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm afraid, Dick? The way things are going in that Germany,